Is this thing on again? Okay, fourth graders, looking back at our time in this unit, all right, working in the other class, this class, what are going to be some memories of some activities, assignments, and things we've done that you loved, during this time?
One of my favorite things were doing the suitcase project. That was really fun.
What did you do your suitcase for?
It was for Yosemite National Park.
Ooh, okay. So it's kind of like a suitcase and also kind of like a mini museum, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I like it. You kind of came up with some of those ideas yourself, right? So that's pretty cool. What about you?
One of the things I loved was making our own national park. It was really fun, and we are trying to add a lot of endangered animals and stuff like that, which is really fun.
And that'll help protect them, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Very cool. All right.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to our podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a National Park Podcast According to Kids. I've got two spectacular students here from our fourth grade class, and they are so excited to tell us all about the park they've been researching. So let's get to it. Fourth graders, first, introduce yourself and tell me your favorite color too.
My name is Barrett, and my favorite color is blue.
All right, Blue Barrett, welcome, welcome. Other spectacular fourth grader.
My name is Jasmine, and my favorite color is also blue.
Woohoo, something you have in common, in addition to the national park you've been researching. So without further ado, what is the national park you both have been researching?
Mammoth Cave.
Woohoo, Mammoth Cave National Park. That is awesome. All right, so we want to learn a little bit more about your park, see if we can visit it, because it is one that is closer to where we live here in Metro Atlanta, so it makes it special. All right, so number one, when and how was your park founded?
It was established in July 1st, 1941, and it was established because private citizens formed the Mammoth Cave National Park Association in 1924.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Number two, where is your park located?
My park is located in Southern Kentucky.
Southern Kentucky. Awesome. Now the next one we're going to split up, and Jasmine, you're going to tell us about the plants, right?
Yep.
And Barrett, you're going to tell us about the animals. So let's start with the plants, Jasmine. What plants are found at your park?
So some of the plants that are found at my park are the box elder, the river birch, the American elm, and another one is the silver poplar.
Oh, the silver poplar. All right, and the animals, Barrett.
There are deer, raccoons, gray squirrels, rabbits, woodchucks, muskrats, beavers, red foxes, coyotes, and owls, and also wild turkeys, cave shrimp, Indian brown bat.
Wonderful. Right, quite a wide range of animals. I like it. All right, Barrett, why is this park important to preserve? Like, what makes it special?
It's important to preserve because Mammoth Cave is the world's largest cave. It has a special place in nature because it gives views of things that you can't see in other places.
Wow, makes it really special. I love it. All right, Jasmine, what are some natural features of your park?
Some natural features of my park are limestone eruption that has created the cave and is creating it to this day.
Cool, the limestone, I love it. Anything else? Okay, all right, let's see. Can you now tell me then, what is the weather and climate like at your park?
Well, in Mammoth Cave, in the summers, it's the high 80s, and in the winters, it's the low 40s.
Got to bring a jacket, for sure. All right, Barrett, what are some problems at your park?
There is air and water pollution, too much industrial development.
Oh, so too many buildings. And
yeah.
Oh, man. All right, got to protect that cave and stop our building.
Alexis, how long would it take to get to your park from where we are?
Well, by plane, it would be an hour and 15 minutes. However, by car, it would be 5 hours and 43 minutes.
Okay, that's not that bad. Maybe listen to an audiobook, check out an album, listen to it. You'd be good. You'd find yourself already there in Mammoth Cave.
I'd have a 9-hour book to read.
Oh, so you go there and back almost.
Yeah.
You could go there, finish it on the way back, and then reflect. I like it. All right. Is there any other tourist information that you want to share with our podcast for the park?
Well, you need a self-guided ticket to go to self-guide yourself, and you have to go through the historic entrance.
Oh, there's a historic entrance. Very cool. Okay, finally, Barrett, can you describe any other important details, facts, features, whatever, about Mammoth Cave for us?
It's the longest cave on planet Earth. It was mined in the War of 1812 for gunpowder. Oh. It was also mined by Indians 10 million years ago.
Wow. So this has a long history of human development and humans being there. I didn't know that about the War of 1812. Very cool. Okay. Finally, as a wrap it up for our podcast today, can you guys share a slogan or a motto for your park?
Sure.
Come on, Dave.
Stop by Mammoth Cave to see the sights in the black of night.
Ooh, I actually really want to go visit Mammoth Cave. Maybe I'll go. That's on my short to-do list for
the next
few months.
Well, you'll need a friend named Dave.
I do have to find a Dave. There we go. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope everyone has a great end of the week. And thanks to these spectacular fourth graders for researching and spending time with me today.
Bye.